Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Caught here near side by Terrell. Terrell holds it, fires it down low. Kressinger can't hang. Oh, it's going to be picked up by Iam and the Bulldogs. So they'll take it back the other way. Pommering across the half-court line. Fires off to Clary on the right side. Down to the baseline, Iam. Hands off to Clary. Clary just up from the baseline. Top of the wheel, Pommering. Back to Clary. Deep three on the way. No. Rebound, Highland. Bennett Smith. Up now to Esser. Across the timeline, left. Now Bennett Smith. Top of the key. Three try. Oh, rattles off. Rebound low. Highland good on the putback by Wes Kressinger.
He's a pretty good rebounder right there. I mean, that was a great rebound. Ithaca's key to break this press is do not stop the ball. Don't stop the dribble in the backcourt here.
There is a pass inside. Oh, picked off. Kressinger gets the steal. Going the other way. Esser back to him. Kressinger shot. Yes. And a plus one. He'll go to the free throw line. So we'll wait and see.
That's on Sammy Clary.
Thank you, Hank. Second Bulldog foul. So counted on. Grayson Jerry has all four Highland points. And we'll take a look right now. Dribbles at the line. This one in the air, and that one is in and out. And Sammy Clary rebounds.
Big rebound. That's going to be a putback for Highland.
Throws it up to Pommering. Knocked away by Highland. Out of bounds. Bennett Smith touched it last. Bennett playing well here tonight. Got a lot of seniors that don't want their season to end. Cody Burns will put it in play for the Bulldogs. From the near baseline, lobs it in, picked off again by Kressinger. Good defense, Highland, up to Esser, gliding into the front court, lays it up good. 6-2, Highland. Backcourt, Pommering brings it, and there is a foul call on Highland.
That's actually a good call.
That'll be on Jack Terrell, it looks like. Nearly 3 minutes into the ball game, Highland leading by four, and the Bulldogs will put it in play. Looking to bring it in, and they will. Burns hands off to Clary. Clary will run it up middle of the court right now. On the right-hand side, fires off to Burns. Burns holds it on the hip. Bulldogs a little more deliberate now. Pass goes to Nelson. Back door, looking for Pommering. He's fouled. That'll be on Terrell, his second. And the Bulldogs kind of slowing the pace a little bit.
They are, and I think that may help them a little bit, but they're really going to have to work the ball on the offensive side, Phil.
Burns will inbound the basketball, 14:49 remaining in the first half. Burns looking, bounces it into Wes Nelson in the corner, fires it off to Clary, who meets the pass on the near wing. Sammy will shoot an NBA three. It's on the rim, no good. Rebound by Esser. Off to Smith. Glides it up court, baseline, throwing it far side, knocked away off of Highland and out of bounds. It looked like they're going to call it back to the Bulldogs. It really looked like they may have missed that one there. I don't say that very often, but the Bulldogs tipped it, and I think Highland tipped it too.
I think he ducked his hand.
We need to see that on the Fox
System replay. Yeah, we need to see that.
Bennett Smith will bring it in play, caught left side. Now on a dribble drive, nothing. Fires it back to the near side, down to the baseline. Esser. Whipples it back down to the near side. Three for Highland. Good. Nice touch for Caden Washaw.
I believe he's just off the bench, or was he a starter?
Came in, Hank.
Okay, yeah.
9-2 score. Highland by seven.
Highland's not afraid to shoot it.
Bounce feed to Nelson, left wing, cross court, knocked away. Esser picks. Look out, here he comes, and he lays it up softly. Thought about the stuff.
Yes, he did.
Put it in softly. Wise move. 11-2 now. Highland off to the races. Tough start here. The Bulldogs trying to get it going, get a little rhythm going on offense. Ball goes to Berkram. Berkram just into the game for the Bulldogs. Pommering down to the baseline. Brings it back now to Nelson. Nelson to Pommering. Near side on a drive. Fires high post. Clary down low. Knocked away by Highland. Picked up again by Pommering. Backs in. Tough shot up. Nice. And no, it won't go. Esser with the rebound.
Well, they're just getting bunnies all around. And then cellophane's still on.
Ain't going down, that's for sure. And Highland's doing a good job on the defense. Not a lot of second shots. Pass goes to Esser down to the baseline. Airmails it back to Smith. Bennett whips it left side. There's a three try on the way, no good. Rebound again by Hyland. Brasinger kicks it out, and it's going to be Esser. Three on the way, in and out. Rebound, Sammy Clary. 11-2, Hyland. Clary will walk it across the timeline. Brings it back now to the middle. That's Burkram. Burkram, free throw line right. Tries to dump it inside to Clary. Knocked away. Hyland defends again. Esser skips it right side. Brasinger lost the handle. It rolls toward the out-of-bounds line, and it will be Ithaca ball.
That's Ithaca's fifth turnover. You know, in the pregame, that's some of the keys. You got to take care of the basketball. And I said the Hyland has to own the paint, and they've got four bunnies. It has 8 points.
That makes a difference.
Yeah, it does.
The Bulldogs have had some bunnies, but they haven't gotten down.
They haven't went down for them. They'll get them down.
Hyland's got a hand on a lot of the passes tonight, and maybe altering the shots a little bit. Pass goes left side. Wes Nelson for the Bulldogs. Whips it down low. Iron catches. He shoots, but he is going to be fouled on the floor. For the Cardinals, they pick up foul number 3. The Bulldogs just have not been able to get Devin Iam into the
offense. No, they have not. And they're trying. And it may take a couple more minutes. Sometimes it's hard for a visiting team to catch up with that speed.
Clary from the corner, no good. Put back up, no good by Pomering. Rebound Hyland. They're bringing it 2-on-2. Tough shot up and good for John Greshmeyer. 13-2 Hyland. In the backcourt, across the timeline, the Bulldogs, Ethan Burkram. Burkram on a drive left side to Nelson. Nelson swings it back. Now it's Pomering bringing it in the toaster. Tough shot on the rim, won't go. Rebound by Nelson, powers in, tough shot, wouldn't go. Might have been tipped by Shenick, and the rebound Hyland. Cardinals bring it back the other way. Leading in the game 13-2. Shenick left wing, down to the baseline. Caught here by Washa. Back to Esser, back door, knocked away. Good hustle by Ethan Burkham.
Great hustle.
Could sense that back door was open a little bit.
Yep, he did.
And so Hyland will put it in play. Michael Esser does the honors. Throws it to the corner, three try right away. It's up no good, but a foul called, and Highland's got three free throws coming up. Going to the line will be Dreschmeyer.
Number 32 for Ithaca.
Sammy Clary.
23, my fault.
That'll be the third on the Bulldogs. Free throw in the air, and number one is good. He'll get another. 14-2 Hyland. This one in the air, and that one is good. 15-2. Here comes Houston Bolin into the lineup for Sammy Clary.
Now that's his second foul.
Right. So Coach Hipsch trying to protect him a little bit.
Yep.
Free throw number 3 is good, man. He gets the trifecta.
Now, those three-point fouls, well, if you're up in the air and you haven't come down yet and you create contact, you're going to get called for that.
Yep. And Hyland leads by 14. Wes Nelson brings it back, top of the circle, Burkram. Burkram on a drive, backs up nothing, back to Nelson, right side. Great defense. Nelson looking, drives toward the baseline, cuts in, tough shot won't go, rebound Bolin, Houston back up, good, on the putback. 16-4, Hyland. Bolin usually makes stuff happen when he comes in there.
Yes, he does. The kid just plays his heart out. He just goes 100% all the time.
Hyland catches near side on a dribble drive. That's going to be Washa, kicks it to the corner. Esser swings it back to the near side. They find themselves again with the ball in the corner. Shemek. And around the wheel it goes. There's a three try. Hyland, that is good. Caden Washa with his second triple. 19-4, Cardinals, 10:46 remaining here in the first half. Give and go low. I'm fouled, and he'll go to the line.
Looks like number 11.
All right. Good eyes there, Hank. I should say Reverend. You're a minister, so, right?
A little one.
That's a little one.
A little minister.
Free throw on the way, and that one is good. Iam rolls it in.
They actually got a roll there, Phil.
Yeah, they did. Bulldogs have been struggling a little bit getting it down. Some early scores here. River Valley leading New Glarus, 14-2. Good start, huh?
That's a real good start for River Valley. That's what they need.
Iam with a shot on the way, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Hyland, and here they come. Across the timeline, Penetrating low, they'll fire it off to the right side. Klesinger to the corner, three on the way. Highland, that is good. Landis Newberry off the bench.
Off the bench. Well, I tell you what, they ain't afraid to shoot the basketball.
Coach Hill's bench is coming through here tonight, huh? Ball comes down to the Bulldogs. Pomering drives. He shoots.
Nice move.
And he scores. 22-7. Cardinals with the basketball. Here's Esser. Coast to coast. Lays it up with a finger roll. Good. Timeout by Aaron Hipsch and the Bulldogs. 10:06 remaining first half. We'll take timeout. 24-7 Highland on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
The spring crop insurance application deadline for multi-peril crop insurance is March 15th. If you want to discuss options, call Dylan Lewis at Richards Insurance Agency at 608-585-2137. Don't miss out on revenue protection with partially subsidized crop insurance coverage serviced by Richards Insurance. Visit richardsinsure.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker. Hey, Hank. Have you tried one of Christie's breakfast entrees?
Did you make them?
No, of course not. My role is still very limited. But Christie and her team do offer several very tasty breakfast options. Quiche, sandwiches, and breakfast treats, along with great coffee and other beverages to entice your palate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
It's Ithaca basketball after the timeout. Bulldogs bring it around the horn, trailing 24-7 here in the game. Pass goes to Nelson, drops it inside. That's going to be taken there by Boland. Back to the corner, throws it inside. Iam takes a shot, low post, no good. Tipped around by the Cardinals, and they'll get it. Over to the far side, there's a baseline jumper, and it is good. Newberry. Boy, Highland can't miss, Hank.
No, can't. I tell you what, Phil, they're just on fire right now. 26-7 with 9:20 to go in the first half.
Boland catches it on the right side. Throws it to the inside. No, keeps it himself now. Drives to the baseline and leaves his feet. Goes into Pomering. He'll fight his way in for a shot. It's no good. Foul called on the floor. That will be the fourth on the Cardinals. It's on Newberry. Burns returns for the Bulldogs. And Boland comes out.
It seems like every time that Coach Hill puts a sub in, they turn out.
And he scores, right?
Yeah.
Ball comes into Burns. He takes a shot. It won't stay. And the rebound pulled down by Krasinger. So up the sideline, Highland goes. He'll try another three. It's on the way and no good. Tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Highland. Where is it? Nope. Sorry, it's going to be Highland basketball. Bulldogs will be on the defense. Pass comes in play, caught by Esser, down to the baseline, looks to the inside, turnaround shot on the way, and good. Oh,
nice shot.
Smooth move there again.
Yeah, Esser's a pretty good ball player.
That makes it 28-7, Highland.
Looks like a football score, Phil.
Yeah, it does. Bulldogs trying to catch up. Ball on the near side, here's Berkram. Berkram, and drives, nothing there, knocked away by Krasinger. Steals it, whips it up the court. Esser catches, goes up with the left hand, and scores again. He's got 10 points. 30-7 in favor of the Cardinals. Ball comes to the right side. Berkram, 8:19 to play, first half. Berkram on a drive, throws to the corner. Burns for a three, on the way, no good. Rebound by Highland. They're getting all the rebounds.
They're getting every one of them.
Ball goes to Dreschmeyer to the corner. Three on the way. No for Highland. They missed one.
It's a rare miss.
Bennett Smith back to Dreschmeyer for three. No good. Rebound by Iam. Devin Iam with the outlet pass. Ethan Berkram walks it across the half-court line now. Accelerates. Throws to the corner. Picked off by Krasinger. Man, this is a defensive clinic here tonight.
They just put their hands everywhere, and then they go straight to the hoop.
Dreschmeyer scores. 32-7, Highland.
I did not see this coming.
We expected this to be a close game. Bulldogs have an uphill battle now. 7.5 to play in the first half. Pomering across the timeline. Right side, Berkram. Berkram pulls up, throws it back to Burns. Burns off a screen, throws it left side, caught by Nelson. Drives lane, goes up, underlays it. Reverse lay-in won't go for Wes. And the rebound by Esser. Swings to left side. Bennett down the baseline. And a traveling called on Highland.
Sammy Clare back in for the Bulldogs, Phil.
And
Houston
point,
Garcia Bolin as well.
At this point, they really need to have Sammy back in there.
Yeah, they do.
Even though he's got two fouls.
Yeah, you got to roll the dice here.
7:06 remaining first half. Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update coming up at halftime. Ball comes across for Clary. Goes left side to Burns. Burns holds it on the left hip. Throws to Clary, posting up low. Sammy against the triple team. Shot up
and
good, and
count
he's
it.
Fouled.
That's what Sammy Clare gives you.
So Sammy will go to the free throw line. Gets the basket. 32-9. Into the game for Highland is Gavin Shemek. We'll watch and see if he scores.
He has already, I believe, hasn't he?
Not Gavin, no.
Sammy connects on that one. That's actually a big free throw. It gives a little bit of break to the Bulldogs and now lets them set up defensive-wise. Esser back into the ball game for Highland.
Pretends to check in. 32-10.
What's happening is he come in late. So after the first horn, he was not ready to go. Mm-hmm. So they're going to let him set. So Esser actually is still setting to come in for Highland.
Cardinals with the basketball, 6:48 remaining in the first half, 32-10, they lead. Ball comes near side to Washa. Caden throws it now to Smith. Bennett with the basketball, back to Shemek.
He walked, and he traveled. Yep, he did.
Bulldogs putting on a little defense there of their own. Now Michael Esser is in. River Valley leading New Glarus, 22-8 in the first half.
That's awesome.
Platteville leading Richland Center 14-12. That's in the first half.
It's hard to beat a team three times.
Yep, it definitely is. Ball goes to Boland. Houston on a drive. Nowhere to go. Gives it back to the near side. Caught there by Burkram. Ethan down to the baseline. Picked off by Michael Esser. Esser will take it back the other way now. Crosses the timeline, skips it low, tough shot up, no,
ooh,
and a foul call.
Clary
trying to take the charge.
And what happened was this. Clary got, it looked like a charge, but Sammy got there late. Once he was in the air, Sammy moved underneath him, and you got a charge. So
that'll be his third. Going to the line, Gavin Shemek looking for his first free throws. This one in the air, and that one is good.
You know, you hear a lot of moans about that, but it was actually a good call because Sammy got there late. Once he leaves in the air, you got to let him come down.
Second free throw coming up for Shemek. In the air, and that one bangs off, and the rebound pulled down by Devin Heim. Outlet pass, now to Pomering. Pomering out a drive, down into the toaster.
Nice pass.
Throws it inside, knocked away by Highland, out of bounds. Intended for Boland. So Ithaca with the basketball.
It was a very nice pass, so.
Bulldogs have been getting the job done. They just can't finish it. Boland, three from the corner. It is no good. Rebound pulled down by Krasinger, and he's bringing it. Right side, it's going to be Dreschmeyer. Three on the way, good. John Dreschmeyer nails it. 36-10, Highland. Pomering into the front court, top of the circle. Gives it back to Burns. He'll shoot a three on the way, won't go. Rebound Nelson. West distributes it back to Boland. Boland, now to Nelson, over to Burns. Burns drives baseline, throws near side. Boland for three on the way, no good. Rebound Esser and the Cardinals. Michael brings it across half court. His team leading by 26.
Nice
on
move.
A drive, make it 28. He lays it in, good. 12 points for Michael Esser. 38-10, Highland. Near side, Pomering. Meeting the ball is Nelson. West drives baseline, backs in. Yo-yos the dribble, and his double team. Fires it back to Pomering. Throws it
nice
low.
Nice pass.
Caught by Burns, and he scores. Cody Burns makes it 38-12. Highland tries another three for the answer by Esser. No good. Nelson scrambling on the floor. Tried to give it back to Boland, and it's off of Highland out of bounds. Boy, you got guys all over the floor.
All over the floor. Both teams really want this. Ithaca just has to settle down and move on.
Yep.
You got to never count Ithaca out.
You've got to, as we've talked about many times, you got a big deficit. You just got to kind of focus on mini goals. Yeah,
mini goals, yep. Mini goals.
Try to.
Each trip count matters, defensively and offensively, just like that.
Pass to Nelson, no good, and he's fouled on the shot. He'll go to the line for two.
Number 42, is that Shemek, I believe?
Shemek, yep. That's number two for him. And so going to the line will be Wesley Nelson, his first trip to the line. Ithaca's third trip overall. This one in the air, no good. He'll get one more. Yeah, we talked about it. The late Tracy Krieger used to say that. See if you can, you know, kind of get it down there. Your goal is to kind of get it to 10.
Ten with about 4 minutes to go.
That's a long way, I know, but little by little. This one up and no good and out of bounds. And if you're Highland, keep doing what you're doing. They're just doing everything right. But, overlooked, they've got a big lead and a big score, but overlooked is their defense has been very impressive.
Oh, it's very impressive. I mean, they've got hands in every passing lane, Phil.
Dreschmeyer across the timeline, left side, Newberry. Baseline, Washa throws it low. Esser posting up against Nelson. Throws it back, picked off by the Bulldogs. Pomering gets the steal. Crosses half court, down deep, tough shot up, and good. Second basket for Casey, 38-14. Highland basketball, near side, caught by Washa. Baseline, they'll kick it back out. Shemek with the ball, entry pass again for Kreisinger. Drives in with a hook shot in the lane, it is good. Good control of his body. 40-14. Down deep is Pomering. Fallaway jumper for the baseline is on the rim. No good. Rebound pulled down by Kreisinger and Highland. Baseball pass up to Washa. Shoots a three. Won't go. Rebound Boland. Bulldogs with a basketball in the backcourt. We'll push it up. 3:25 remaining first half. Casey Pomering.
I think Ithaca probably needs to push the ball up this area where Highland's defense can't be set. You just push it, and then at that point, you make the official work and call the foul.
Pass comes near side, and it's going to be Berkram driving lane, creates a shot, score.
Nice shot.
First basket for Ethan Berkram. It is 40-16. 3 minutes remaining in the first half. Across the timeline. Caught by Newberry, throws it inside to Esser, kicks it back out, Washa fires it back out, top of the key, three try up, no good, out of bounds, Ithaca basketball. Cody Burns in, Sammy Clary out with three fouls if you're just joining us.
Bennett Smith back into the ballgame for her. You got to watch him for a three as well because he can shoot him as well.
He's taken a couple tonight, hasn't made one. He's got the capability though. Berkram on the near side, low to the ground dribble, hands off Burns, far side, 2:35 remaining first half. Cody.
He's in trouble.
And has to get it free, does to Nelson. Throws it back door, there's Iam, goes up and it won't go. And it's going to be Highland with a rebound. Devin Iam with just 1 point so far in the first half. Ball comes to Dreschmeyer, cuts through the lane, throws to the corner. They'll whip it back out, Esser, ball fake, and a foul called in the lane. That's going to be on the Bulldogs.
I believe number five, Phil.
Casey Pomering with his first foul. So the inbound pass will come from the baseline. The Cardinals drop it in play. Kreisinger near side, three try. Highland on the way, on the rim. No good for Dreschmeyer. Rebound Burns of the Bulldogs. 2 minutes remaining in the first half. Across the timeline, Pomering. Pomering nowhere to go, trying to go back door. It's going to be to Burns in the corner. Three on the way, good for the Bulldogs. Tony Burns with 5 points. 40-19. Highland, a minute 45, inside. Dreschmeyer goes left and up and scores. Boy, he is smooth, isn't he?
I tell you what, they're so good around the basket.
42-19, there's the pass to Nelson. Goes up, shot, blocked. Going the other way now. Here is Highland trying to kick it inside. Pomering tries to save it. Got it off of the Highland Cardinals, and it will be Ithaca basketball. Well,
Highland
see.
Basketball.
It is Highland, isn't
it? Yep. He's saying he stepped on the line one before he threw it, tried to throw it in.
So we'll go to Michael Esser on the baseline, 1:26 remaining. First half, Cardinals leading 42-19. Smith, three on the way from deep, no good. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Burkram crosses the timeline, accelerates to the lane, lost it. It's knocked by Highland out of bounds.
So 1:17 to go. Ithaca's got to put it just a mini run here. Let's see if they get a couple buckets and hold them on defense, Phil.
Pass comes in. Nelson now slips it back to Burkram. Burkram throws it inside, picked by Kreisinger. He'll bring it the other way. Down deep, tough shot up, and good. Boy, he can't be stopped when he's rolling downhill like that. 44-19. Bulldogs bring it. Burns half court. Now drives down deep. Creates a shot. It won't go. Rebound, and that's Esser coming out of there with it. Esser is kind of a rebounding machine.
Yes, he is.
Up ahead to Smith. Bennett drives baseline. Tough shot won't go. Partially blocked by Pomering. Picked up now by the Bulldogs. 40 seconds remaining in the half. Crossing the timeline, Pomering on the right wing. Off a screen. Throws it back to Nelson. Top of the key, Burns for a three. On the way, good. Nice start for the Bulldogs as we enter the halftime about 22 seconds away. 44-22. Here's a lead for the Cardinals. They're going to bring it back to Esser and work for one. So looking at it, Esser, clock hits 10 seconds, gets in motion now. Calls the number one play. Bulldogs matching up man-to-man. Esser pulls up. Mid-range jumper won't go. Rebound by Burns. Whips it the other way, and that'll do it for the first half. Boy, it's been a lot of red and white at both ends of the floor.
Unreal. And you know, you gotta live through the humps, live through the bumps, but you gotta come out with the second half with a plan and win each possession at this point. Yep. I mean, you gotta win the possessions. You're down by 22 points. You shouldn't be in the only person in foul trouble, I believe, is Sammy Clary. I think he has three. You gotta play him.
Yeah, you're gonna have to
play Sam.
He's gonna have to start in the second half, I think.
So, and Sam's a creator. So, which is absolutely is what Ithaca needs. They need someone create, kick, or go to the hoop. So Sam's really good at the free throw line. So it wouldn't be a bad idea to try to just bang Sammy, you know, down low. You know,
let's check the Phil Knee flip phone. Middle Point all over Iowa Grant, 45-10. Lancaster 43-14 over Parkview. Darlington leading Belleville 31-17. Fenimore 24, Cuba City 12. Wisconsin Dells leading Broadhead 25-23. North Crawford 33-13 over River Ridge. It's Potosi 28-15 over Seneca. Royal 20, Kickapoo 16. Good game there.
Yeah, good game.
River Valley, man, they're having a game. 32-8 over New Glarus. And Richland Center last word was up on Platteville 18-16. So those teams doing well.
Yeah, good. That's awesome. So
the Philly flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin communities in the greater areas of southwestern Wisconsin. We'll come back with more stats on this first half. Berryland Transportation High School Sports Update is coming up. This is Area Boys WIAA Tournament Basketball from WRCO Sports.
Welcome to the Berryland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The WIAA State Team Wrestling Tournament continues tomorrow with Division II semifinals at 10 o'clock at the Fieldhouse. Coleman, the number one seed, wrestles number four, Fenimore, and number two seed, St. Croix Falls, takes on number three, Kewaskum. In Division III, number one seed, Wyawega Fremont, wrestles number four, Oostburg, and number two, Mineral Point, wrestles number three seed, Stratford. Championship matches will be held at 3 o'clock tomorrow, also at the Fieldhouse. Barneville put on a nice show last night, getting the win against Schulzberg.
And Dursel back up toward half court. Moves in toward the free throw line, kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way, and it banks in. Old school for Hannah Esch. 41-25.
I had the pleasure to call that game last night. Barneveld wins it 48-35. They'll play at La Crosse Logan High School tomorrow afternoon at 1 against Oliva Strum. The other part of the bracket, it's Lord's Academy against Albany Monticello, and that's at Beaver Dam High School tomorrow night at 7. In Division 4 tomorrow, La Crosse Aquinas, with a victory last night over Neillsville, advances to play Cuba City, which ended the year for Belleville last night. That contest tomorrow at Wisconsin Dells starts at 1 o'clock. Westfield plays the Prairie School at Waterloo in the sectional championship tomorrow, also at 1. In Division 3, it's Edgerton advancing after their victory, ending the year for Prairie du Chien last night. They'll play Laconia at Evansville High School, starting at 1 o'clock. And coming up tomorrow in Division 2 action, West Salem will play Edgewood. That's a 1 o'clock start time at Baraboo High School. It is a busy sports weekend, and good luck to Anya Seferud of River Valley's gymnastics team. She'll be representing tomorrow at the state gymnastics meet at Wisconsin Rapids High School. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Y-Connect Wireless delivers big carrier coverage without the headaches. Powered by the nation's largest and most reliable network, they offer the speed and reliability you need, all backed by a local team you can trust. Experience the 5G mobile network you deserve with outstanding customer service right here in your community. Y-Connect Wireless makes staying connected easy. Call 608-524-1579 or visit ccwis.com. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:30, Saturdays 9 to 1. Y-Connect Wireless. Big coverage. Local care.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
We're in Highland tonight, 44-22 the score, as the Cardinals have taken a big lead on the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs, you wouldn't know it by this score, but they've made a little progress.
They have made a little progress, yes, they have. So they still have to protect the ball and then more rebounds. So
let's take a look at some of the stats you have there, Hank.
Well, the stats for Ithaca, the stats for Ithaca, they've shot 30% from the field, 7 out of 23. Behind the arc, they're 2 for 8 for 25%. And free throws, they are 2 out of 6. So, and for Ithaca, you know, their two points, they're 14 for 17, 82%. That's unheard of in high school basketball. So, but if you look at their shot clock, their shot chart, Phil, I mean, all their shots for 2 points were on the lane but one. All right, yeah. They're 18 from behind the arc. They've shot 18 times and made 4 for 22%. And from the line, they're 66% of 4 out of 6. Ithaca has 11 turnovers. If you remember right, they, with 4 or 5 minutes into the ball game, they already had 6. So turnovers are a big key with rebounding too. So, you know, you just got to get it together. You kind of play one possession at a time. Maybe give the ball to some key players. Give it to Clary on the inside. Let him create a lot of stuff and move on from there, Phil.
Right, and every one of those turnovers you mentioned, almost every one of them wound up in points at the other end.
Without question. I think Ithaca, on the transition end of defense to offense, I think they really need to push the ball and not let Highland get set up on the defensive end, because they've had all success have been from fast break.
Yeah.
Cody Burns hit a couple threes, I think, and that's all kick it going in and kicking out. It's one of those things where you may have to use some of your bench personnel, but, you know, towards the middle here, towards those, I always call them the grind minutes, you know, from the 12 to the 6-7 minute mark. But you got to push that basketball. You got to continue to create things here. So I never count Ithaca out. But the other night, Phil, they were down by 11, and four trips, they were up by one. So
yep. It can turn around.
It can turn around fast.
But you got to stop Highland from scoring, too.
Yes, you do.
Michael Esser has had a good first half. He has 12 points. 10 points by John Dreschmeyer and Wes Kreisinger. 6 for Caden Washa. 5 for Landis Newberry. And 1 for Gavin Schimmick. Coach Hill's team has done just about everything right. For the Bulldogs, Cody Burns has 8 points. 4 for Casey Pommering. 3 okay. for Sammy Clary. Also, a total of 2 for Wesley Nelson. 2 for Houston Boland, and 1 for Devin Iam. The Bulldogs have made 2 3-pointers. Highland has made 4. Cardinals with their shooting, 4 of 6 from the line. 2 of 5 for the Bulldogs. Both teams coming back with what appears to be their original starters. Mentioned Clary's in there with 3 fouls.
Yeah, and I think that's a good move. You got to roll it. So.
Yep, at this point. Highland brings the ball in play. We're underway here in the second half. Cardinals with the basketball. Dreschmeyer pulls back. 3 on the way, on the rim, no good. What for? And jump ball called. The Cardinals, Dreschmeyer and Kreisinger, and the Bulldogs, Pommering, and the arrow goes to the Bulldogs. Full court press by Highland. Sammy Clary with the basketball. 44-22, Highland in the lead. Pommering will walk it across the timeline. Cuts to the left side, free throw line left. Give and
nice
go back
pass.
Door. That's Sammy Clary, reverse lay in, good. That is a start.
It's a big start right there. They got a defensive stop, got a bucket. That's how you get back in it.
Cardinals with Esser, top of the circle. Drives down low, tough shot up, and that is good, and they're going to give him a plus one, it looks like. Esser makes the basket and goes to the line, and that will be on Casey Pommering, his second
personal foul. And Esser gets the free throw.
47-24, Highland. Sammy Clary walks it across the timeline, scoops it over to the left side, caught by Nelson. Back to Burns. Burns holds it up. Nowhere to wander. Now gives it to Pommering. Pommering, crossover dribble, knocked away by the Cardinals. Pommering gets it back. Sets up down to the corner. Burns for a 3. On the way, good. Cody Burns, a 3-point machine.
Yes,
right
he
now.
Is. The big guy can shoot. He's got a nice soft touch.
47-27, 20-point game. Down to the baseline, Highland threw it away.
Yep, they did.
Something they didn't do in the first half,
they didn't. Very, very, very rare. They had 4 turnovers in the first half.
So Pommering will put it in play. Again, full court press. Clary in the backcourt. Sammy walking it up near the half court line, and Highland has picked up the defense, length of the floor, man-to-man. Burns catches on the right side. Burns holds it up, fires it off to Nelson. Nelson whips it inside, picked off by Esser. Esser bringing it, 2-on-1, lost it, and it's loose on the floor. Clary rolls it back
and
bounce.
Nice hustle by Sammy.
Caught by Highland, they're going to be called for traveling. It'll go back the other way. Bennett Smith hit a 3, but it was after the whistle. So, comes back inbounds. Caught here by Pommering. Pommering near side, Wes Nelson on the left wing. Nelson back to Pommering. Bulldogs trying to get it under
nice
20.
Take.
Hey, nice move, and he made it. Pacey Pomering with 6 points.
Didn't mean to run over you, but that was a nice take.
47-29, Esser down low. Kressinger turns into the lane, blocked by Iim, picked up by Clary. Bulldogs making some stops. Trying to pop at the other end now. Pomering across half court. Fires off to Burns, ball fake. Drives in for a two, down low, scores! Cody Burns is the instant offense for the Bulldogs.
Yes, he is.
47-31, they've made a run. Highland setting it up, top of the circle. That is Smith going left side, off to Terrell. He'll shoot a three, it's on the rim, no good. Clary gets the rebound. Highland's gone cold. Halftime didn't help him. Clary, three, good from NBA Link. And here comes
Coach Hill's gonna get a 30-second timeout.
47-34, 15-18 remaining. Area Boys Basketball from WRCO Radio Sports.
In rural Hill Point, folks know they can count on Arneson Service and Repair for all their repair needs. With state-of-the-art diagnostic tools and ASC certified technicians, they've got the know-how to keep your car, truck, lawnmower, and farm equipment running smoothly. From fixing hydraulic hoses to selling ag and auto tires, welding, and custom metal fabricating, they've got you covered. Plus, they're your local dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers and DR power equipment. Give Arneson Service and Repair a call at 986-4300 or visit Arneson's Repair.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit Open Season Outlet.com.
47-34 in favor of the Highland Cardinals here at the gym in Highland. We're underway after the timeout. 15 minutes remaining. There's a baseline jumper. No good for the Cardinals, but a foul called on the Bulldogs. Hank?
Going to be Cody Burns on that foul.
That'll be his first. So the Bulldogs have made big progress here.
Yeah. Yes, they have. I mean, they've cut this, they're on a, what is it, a 3-12 run.
This one is no good by Terrell. So, yeah, you're right. Free throw on the way and good. Terrell makes that, and it's 48-34. Ball comes to the Bulldogs in the lane, up and good for Casey Pomering.
You know, I think Coach Hips actually talked about, you know, get the ball down four quick. Don't let them set up in defense and continue to attack the basket.
Highland to the baseline, 48-36, 14-38 remaining. Backing off is Dreschmeyer. Top of the circle left side, Bennett Smith. Back to Terrell. Terrell backing in. Bulldogs playing some D. Ball goes left side, Esser for three on the way, on the rim, no good. Rebound Dreschmeyer, ripped away by Cody Burns.
Nice board.
He's having a game tonight. Up it goes from Clary. Iim on the baseline. Moves in. Tough shot is good for Devin Iim. His first field goal, Hank.
Wow.
And it's a 10-point game. Man,
just like that.
What a comeback. Top of the key, Dreschmeyer. Dreschmeyer dived down deep. It's knocked away by Pomering. Picked up by Clary. Clary moving inside. And a foul called before a shot on Highland. But again, we talked about the mindset of getting it to 10. That's a brand new ball game.
It's a whole new ball game. If they can get a bucket here, you're looking, you're going to have to take a timeout.
It's incredible.
Huge bucket.
Into the game is Caden Washa, along with Gavin Shemek for Highland. They lead by 10, 48-38.
And this is one time was a 24-point ball game.
That's crazy. Ball comes into Nelson near the half-court line. Hands off now to Sammy. Clary between the knees dribble, brings it over to the left side and Casey Pomering. Pomering fakes the handoff, drives free throw line, backs in the paint, leans in, tough shot up on the rim, no good. Rebound Esser and a foul called on the Bulldogs. That'll be on Devin Iim. His second.
Is it, you know, going after the board, aggressive foul, so.
Yeah. Bulldogs have gotten a little more physical here in this half.
They have gotten a little physical.
Having some success. Free throw line, Shemek back to Esser. Esser with a basketball for the Cardinals. Esser makes a quick move to the paint, throws to the corner, and now grabbed here by Shemek. Shemek airmails it to the left side. Three on the way, Highland, no good. Cody Burns chasing down the rebound and lets it go. It's out of bounds off of Highland. Cody Burns comes out. Coming in is Ethan Burkram.
Cody Burns is really giving them a lift here to start out this second half.
You bet. Incredible. Bulldogs can get it to single digits. They got a try. Ball goes to the right side. I'm for three. It is good.
Wow.
Bulldogs back in business. 7-point game. 48-41. It's like a tale of two halves here.
My goodness. For both teams.
Dreschmeyer across the half court line. Bulldogs can't miss. Highland can't make now. Dreschmeyer throws it backcourt, almost over and back, knocked away by the Bulldogs. Pomerink, Clary, back to the near
nice
side.
Pass.
Nelson lays it up good for the Bulldogs, and the comeback continues. Timeout, Highland, 48-43. This game felt like it was over at halftime.
Yes, it did. It did. And you and I talked about how they get back in it one trip at a time. They got their defense up, stepped up, and now it's a 5-point ball game, Phil.
48-43, Highland Cardinals clinging to a lead. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
You may take it for granted, but when it goes, you can certainly feel the impact. Keep your water running hot with Reliance. At All American Do It Center, Reliance water heaters come in sizes from 30 to 50 gallons. And we have models for electric, natural gas, or LP. Plus, limited warranties are available on parts and labor. Visit the Reliance water heater display at All American Do It Center, because when it goes, you won't have time to wait. Shop close to home with folks you know at All American Do It Centers in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
Forty-eight, 43, Highland in the lead. Hank, this is the kind of ball game we were expecting when we came here.
Yeah, you know what it reminds me of, Phil, with the atmosphere, the holy mackerel call.
Well, it has been a big comeback.
It has been a huge comeback.
But it's far from over.
It's far. I 100% agree. You got to look at Highland. Highland's probably been in these situations many times.
Oh, yeah.
They're a good basketball team. I think they're ranked sixth in the state, and there's a reason for that. So.
Newberry left side throws it into Esser. Oh, knocked away, and the Bulldogs get a steal and a foul called on the Cardinals. That's going to be on Michael Esser. That's his first.
And that is the sixth turnover for Highland this half. So
Bulldogs with the ball in the backcourt, and we'll walk it across the timeline. Casey Pomerink at the point. Man-to-man defense by the Cardinals. Casey looking inside, fires into Nelson. And there's a foul called on Highland. That'll be their third. Bulldogs will have the ball on the baseline. This one is on Shemek. That'll be his third.
Yes, it is.
So Wesley Nelson will be the inbounder. Nelson taps the ball, throws it in. Caught near side by Pomerink. Pomerink backs in, throws back to Clary. Deep corner. Throws it inside to Nelson. Good movement of the ball. Back out to the top of the circle and Burkram. Ethan on a drive down deep. Takes a shot.
And
got
one.
It. And a 1+1 coming up. Oh, my goodness. Bulldogs can do no wrong. It's within 3 points now.
I don't think I've ever seen a basketball game like this. Down 24 points. I mean.
22 at halftime, too.
I mean, what was it? Like 22-3 or 22-4 at one time?
Free throw is up, no good.
Nice
rebound. He goes back up. It's going to be called traveling, and
yes,
it goes back the other way. So the free throw is missed. Bulldogs taking it back now on the defense. Just under 12 minutes remaining. 48-45. Cardinals. Esser on the near side. Holds the basketball. Pivots. Nowhere to wander. Puts it on the floor. Throws to Kreshmeyer. And now on the left side. Ball fake for three by Landis Newberry. He's guarded closely. Landis throws it inside Esser. Kicks it out. Three on the way. Highland, that is no good. Rebound Esser. Everybody fell down and he stepped out of bounds.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He actually bounced it right off of it. So
all of the defenders, I think he was so surprised he was wide open and then took a dribble and he was on the end line. Ball came in. caught now by Burkram. Bulldogs down by three, and a timeout taken by Coach Aaron Hicks.
That's a good timeout for Ithaca.
My, oh my, what a game it's turned into. 48-45. Good thing I didn't send you out for hot dogs and popcorn at halftime.
Did you want me to go now?
No, it's okay. Right. Game's too good.
But I didn't wear my Speedo tonight either. So.
That's a good thing. We'll be back in a moment with more at Highland at WRCO and WRCO.com.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
It is a 48-45 lead for the Highland Cardinals. They have been stuck at 48 for a little while here tonight. The Bulldogs continue to make a run. Again, what's that, Hank?
They continue to make runs, and now there's a great timeout by Coach Hips just to get his kids settled down. Hey, we're within three. We fought this hard. Let's continue to battle.
Burkram to Pomering, right side. It's Burkram. Over to the left side, knocked away by Esser in the backcourt. Here he comes, looks to the inside, nothing. Now dishes down low. Schimmick goes up and scores. Nice basket by Highland, trying to catch fire again. 50-45.
That was the first basket since the 14:53 mark.
Sammy Clary, three, up, no good. Rebound Schimmick, back to Esser. Outlet pass now to Dreschmeyer. He accelerates into the front court.
Charge.
Charging, Sammy Clary goes down and takes the charge. A little risky with three fouls, but he was set.
He was set as soon as he crossed the three-point line,
yep,
Phil.
He was. Here's Cody Burns back in to the lineup. He has had a great time here tonight for the Bulldogs, helping to lead this comeback. Sammy Clary with the ball in the backcourt. Clary with a basketball, brings it, and there is a...
That's Sammy Clary's...
No,
Cody Burns. Cody Burns, he extended his arm where Sammy could run by, so...
So that'll be a foul on him, which is number two. 50-45 Cardinals, 10:30 remaining here in the second half. Now the pass, the handoff. Here's a quick shot on the way. No good for Washa. Rebound Bulldogs. They have just been doing a lot better job on the boards this half. And Pomering across the half court line. Accelerates down low, lost the handle. Knocked by Highland out of bounds. It will come back to the Bulldogs on the baseline. Ithaca led 2-0. That's been their only lead tonight. Down
yes,
by
it
five.
Is. Yep.
Here's Pomering. Fighting his way in, tough shot, nope. Esser with the rebound, taking it back the other way. Esser between the knees dribble, brings it off. Schimmick now on a drive. Eurostep
nice
low.
Hands.
Hatcheted away by Pomery.
Pomery, nice hands.
Back to Burkram, Bulldogs pushing it. 10 minutes remaining in the ball game. Top of the wheel, Burkram throws to the corner. Burns open, three on the way. That
it's
one won't
long.
Go. Rebound low by the Bulldogs. They'll kick it back to Nelson. 15-footer on the rim, no good. Esser with the rebound. Outlet knocked away by Pomering and Burkram, and now it's picked up by Highland. Taking it back the other way, 50-45. Cardinals maintaining the lead. It was three just moments ago. Inside to Kreshmeyer, knocked away.
Sammy just picked up his fourth.
Clary knocking the ball away, and that'll be number four, yep. So they will quickly get Houston Bolin into the ball game. So Bulldogs arguing that it was clean. It's one of those things where...
Here's the thing.
He's
you know you have
at,
three. You're reaching inside the lane going up for a shot. Don't do that.
Going to the line is Krasinger. He's got 10 points tonight. 0 for 1 from the free throw.
So that was a big foul right there for Ithaca.
This one in the air, and that one is good. Yeah, the argument is that he wasn't in the act of shooting. And he's got free throws here. That's what the Bulldog fans are concerned about. This one in the air, that one's good as well.
If he's pivoted on one way and starting to make his move up, it's a shot.
Unless they know what they saw.
Yep.
7-point lead for the Cardinals. Back it goes to Bolin. Bolin with the basketball. Holds it up. Now gives it back to Burkram. Burkram, left side. Now will drive. Burkram in the paint. Kicks it back out to Nelson. Nelson skips it to Bolin, far side. 9:05 remaining. Highland by 7, and the Bulldogs have it knocked away. A little bit of a scoring drought for Ithaca.
It is. It really is. They scored with 11:52, their last bucket. So, but anyway, it's one of those things that you got to continue to do what they were doing for the first 9 minutes of the half, or the first 8 minutes. Pound it inside. Make the defense work. And that's going to be not a turnover. Nice hustle.
Yeah, hustle
by Burkram.
Burkram got it right near the half court line, so it wasn't over and back, and the Bulldogs reset. 8:48 to go. Pass goes right side to Pomering. Casey on a dribble drive pulls up. There's Iam, ball fake. Now Devin moves into the lane, shakes the D, shot is short. Rebound by Kressinger, I should say.
And he worked really hard to get open and just come up short on the shot.
Really did. Top of the key, there is Dreschmeyer driving. Now brings it back to the wing. Got a little light of day, goes in and scores.
He's a good ball player. He can get out of trouble real fast.
54-45 in favor of the Cardinals. They've extended it now to 9 points. It was 3 not long ago. There's a pass near side. The Bulldogs throw it away. Burkram thought somebody was in the corner. And
yep.
It's out of bounds.
Yeah, it was out of bounds. So
Bulldogs got to kind of maintain and try to not be so scattered here a little bit. And they have to bring Sammy back before too long with 4 fouls. Nelson will be back in a moment.
Nelson is on his way in right now.
Here's a drive shot on the way for Esser. No good. Put back good. He got it done. Some good perseverance.
Yes, it is.
Michael Esser with 17.
He's one of those kids you'd want on your basketball team. He's all over the floor. Rebound and shot.
He's got the length.
Yes, he does. He's an athlete.
Backing in is Burns. Knocked away by the Cardinals. Picked up now by Kressinger.
Turn it over.
Oh, picked off now by the Bulldogs. Burkram. 7.5 to play. Bulldogs looking for a bucket. Pass to the corner. Burns for 3 on the way. No good. Rebound Esser and the Cardinals. Bringing it the other way. Michael Esser crosses the timeline. Free throw line right. Paint dumps it low. Bennett Smith scores. And the Cardinals get it going. First basket for Bennett. 58-45. Highland. Bulldog ball across the timeline. Pomering. Back it goes to Burkram. Now you point out Sammy's making his way toward the bench. Now into the table. And there's a foul on a shot. The Bulldogs fouled, and they'll go to the line to shoot 2. So the foul is on 24, Wes Kressinger.
You know, when Ithaca's making that run, you have to give credit to the Highland Cardinals. They wasn't rattled, you know what I mean? They settled down. Now they started playing basketball again, so.
Back up by 13. Free throw coming up for the Bulldogs. It is good. Pomering makes it. It's a tough spot to be in, too. You know, when you're down so much, Hank, you use a lot of energy trying to get back in the game.
Yep, you do. You do, and I think some of these they already have 5 fouls. I think 4 of them are probably from being just tired. You know, reach fouls and
not getting there quite in time.
Exactly.
Free throw in the air. That one on the rim, no good. Rebound Highland. There's a push on the Bulldogs on the rebound attempt.
Cody Burns.
That'll be his 3rd. So the Cardinals get it back. No pressure in the backcourt. 6:52, counting down tonight. Highland by 12. Winner goes to either Royal or plays Kickapoo tomorrow night. Ball goes to the baseline. A little rainbow up and good by Dreschmeyer.
He's a good ball player.
60-46, Cardinals. Bulldogs whip it near side. Iam, ball fake, drives baseline, goes in and scores. Devin Iam with his 3rd basket tonight. 60-48. Sammy Clary back in, and the Bulldogs trying to make hay. Ball goes right side to Dreschmeyer. Left side, it goes to Bennett Smith. Down low, Kressinger kicks it back. Smith for 3, it is good. Bennett Smith feeling it tonight.
Yes, he is.
Bulldogs bring it up with a baseball pass to Nelson. 63-48 Highland. High pass Pomering down to Nelson. Deep baseline. West on a drive. Backs in. Leans in. Tough shot. Won't go. And the rebound by Esser. 63-48 Highland. They can increase the lead. 5:45 to go. And Esser brings it. Don't have to be in a hurry if you're Highland.
No, not at all.
But Esser will drive. Down low, goes up, missed it. Rebound by the Bulldogs. Pomering. Outlet to Clary. Sammy shoots a deep three. It is good.
Well, I'll tell you what.
They needed that one.
That's not even on my shot chart way out there, Phil.
63-51. It was off the screen.
It was off the screen.
Up the sideline, Streschmeyer. Top of the circle. Backs off toward the Cardinal at half court. Left side, Washa. Smith meets the pass, throws it baseline. Caught deep by the Cardinals. They'll kick it out. Bennett Smith on the way. There he is again.
He is feeling it now.
Makes another three. That's two more than his dad had in high school. And Bennett's got two. 66-51. Clary on the right side. 4:50 to go. Sammy airmails it near side. Caught now. Shot on the way. No good by Pomeroy.
Yep.